The Bible says that Jesus is the head of the body, the church. That church is made up of people. That church has works to do. And that church has meetings to attend. Now think of it. If the church is made up of people, then that means that those people need direction. Those people need leadership. And if the church has certain works to do, then those people need direction and decisions have to be made about those works. And if the church has meetings to attend, then that means that there is organization to that church. The question that we want to look at is, how is the church to be organized? What is God's will concerning the organization of the church? Now, we're not asking, what do people do? What do men say? As a matter of fact, we're going to be contrasting again what people say about this subject with what the Bible says about it. People need to be directed. People need to be governed. So how does God want the church, His people, structured? Jesus talked about the church. Jesus promised to build the church. In Matthew 16:18, He said, "Upon this rock I will build my church." But the interesting thing is this. Although Jesus talked about the church, and usually He referred to it as the kingdom, Jesus did not specifically talk about the organization of the church. The disciples, you see, thought the kingdom would be an earthly government, and they wanted the top positions in that kingdom. But you don't read in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John about how the overall church would be organized. You don't read about how congregations would be governed. There's no mention in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John about the office of elders and deacons, the work of those offices, and you certainly don't read about the qualifications for elders and deacons in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John during Jesus' lifetime. You see, in John 16, verses 12 and 13, Jesus said to the apostles, "I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth." So Jesus said that He did not give the apostles all the information that they needed. That's why the Holy Spirit was sent upon them to guide them into all truth. And that's why you need to look in your Bible after Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John to learn about this subject. We must go to the time after the church is established to learn what God wants about the organization of the church. So let's go first of all to the book of Acts. The book of Acts, and we're going to turn to Acts 11 and look at verse 30. Now the Bible tells us here that some of the Christians were sending relief to these Christians in Judea who had been hurt by this drought. And the Bible says they sent this relief to them in verse 30, which also they did, and sent it to the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Saul. Now that's the first time in the New Testament where you will read about elders in the church. Now you'll see the word elders in regard to and referring to the elders of Israel many times before this, even in the book of Acts. But as far as elders in the church are concerned, this is where we first see this office mentioned. Now, I'm not saying that there were no elders before this time. I'm saying this is the first time that we have a mention of this office. But I want you to turn with me to Acts 14:23, because here is a very important passage on this subject. And remember, the question is, how does God want His church organized? Acts 14, verse 23 says, "And when they had ordained them elders in every church." Now this refers to Paul and Barnabas, and the Bible says they ordained, that is, they appointed them elders in every church. That is, in every congregation, they appointed elders. Now this is a very important passage to remember. The Bible says that elders were appointed in every church. Elders, plural, in every church, singular. Not elders over other churches, but elders in every church, singular. Now, with that in mind, let's go to Acts chapter 20, the book of Acts, chapter 20, and here we find a meeting between the Apostle Paul and the elders of the church at Ephesus. That congregation had already been established, and they're to the point to where now they have these elders. The Bible tells us in Acts 20, verse 17, "And from Miletus, he," that is Paul, "sent to Ephesus and called for the elders of the church." Notice again, elders in that church. Not one elder who is over that church, but the Bible says elders, plural, over and in that church, singular. Now let's go down to verse 28. In Acts 20, verse 28, the Bible says that Paul told these elders, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock," that is the congregation, "over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers." Now let's remember what our question is. How is the church to be organized? And here we want to raise the question, where did this idea of having elders over a congregation come from? Who came up with that idea? Men? Did people invent the idea of having elders over a congregation? Absolutely not. This idea did not come from men. It came from the Holy Spirit. That's why the Bible says, "The Holy Ghost has made you overseers." Now remember again what Jesus said in John 16, verse 12 and 13. He said, "The Holy Spirit is going to guide you into all truth." Well, this is one of those truths that the Holy Spirit guided the apostles into. The Holy Spirit revealed to Paul and Peter and these other apostles the idea, the concept of having elders over the church. The Holy Spirit revealed to them what those qualifications for these elders would be. And we find that in the New Testament. We find in the New Testament the idea of elders over a church, and we find the qualifications for those elders. In that way, the Holy Ghost made them overseers. Now, what does the word overseer mean? Elders are overseers. Well, they oversee the flock. They oversee the church, that is, the congregation that they are elders in. The word overseer refers to a man who is charged with the duty of seeing to it that things that are to be done by others are done rightly. That's the work of an overseer. And these men are overseers over the congregation that they're in. Now remember also that the word overseer is the word for bishop. So when we ask the question, what is a bishop? Well, the answer is an overseer. They come from the same word. They mean the same thing. A bishop is an overseer, and an overseer is a bishop. So the Bible says that the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to feed the church of God, and that doesn't just mean to nourish or to feed them. It means to tend the flock of God. And so we're looking at something very important here about the work of elders. They are to shepherd. They are to tend the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. Now, what I want to do right now is to look back at Acts 14, verse 23, Acts 20, verse 17, and Acts 20, verse 28. And I want us to look at a few observations about these passages. Number one, from these passages, we learn that every church ideally is to have elders. Somebody says, well, why do you say ideally? Well, because the men that are elders have to meet qualifications. You can't just put anybody in the office of an elder. No matter how badly he wants to be an elder, no matter how much people think that he ought to be in that office, if he does not meet the qualifications that are set forth by the Apostle Paul, then he is not to occupy that position. And so if you don't have men who meet those qualifications, then you're not going to have men who can fill that office. And so churches oftentimes have to work to the point where they have men who meet those requirements. But ideally, God wants every congregation to have that kind of organization. Number two, God wants elders, plural, not one man, to oversee a congregation. God wants a group of men, a plurality, at least two, but two or more men meeting the requirements for elders to serve in that capacity to oversee the church, so that they can put their heads together, so that they can be accountable to each other as well as to the congregation, and lead and manage the flock. It is not the will of God that one man run a church. As a matter of fact, it is a sin for one man to try to run a church. That is not the will of God, it never has been, and it has always been contrary to the will of God for one individual to try to run a congregation. That's why the Bible talks about elders being over a church. Number three, those elders are over that congregation, not any other congregation. They have no authority to make decisions for any other congregation. They are not over a group of churches in a given area. Now you see, that goes against the teaching and the traditions of some denominations, because there are some denominational churches who put one man or put one board of men over a group of churches throughout a given location. That's unbiblical. The Bible only authorizes those elders to be over that church that they're in. Number four, elders are overseers. They do have authority. They're not just examples. Sometimes people say, well, elders are just examples then, aren't they? Well, they are to be examples to the flock. But they're not just examples. They do have decision-making authority. They don't have authority to change the Bible, but they do have authority to carry out matters of judgment, matters of expedience. And we're going to talk about that as we proceed through these lessons. But for right now, I want you to notice that the word overseer means that these people have this kind of position. And number five, elders and bishops are the same office. They refer to the same thing. Elders and bishops are not two separate, different offices. They are the same office. And we know that because of Acts 20, verse 17, because the Bible says that Paul called for the elders of the church, and then it talks about them coming to Paul and Paul talking to them. And then in verse 28, he told them that they were overseers or bishops. So these elders are overseers. These elders are bishops. These are not two different offices. And so the New Testament does not put bishops in one position and elders below them in an entirely different position in office. Elders in the church and bishops in the church in the New Testament refer to the same office. And you find that confirmed also in Titus chapter 1. So when we ask the question, how does God want His church on a congregational level to be organized? Acts 14:23 and Acts 20, verse 17 and 28 give us a good start to answer that question.